This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Beast.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The worst of the Divinity Original Sin 2 NPCs.
That not the direction I thought you would go.
That's and the mediumist of the X-Men.
Yeah, he definitely rests at the center, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annoying on the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough in the comic.
Yeah. My, I think it got possessed by Johnny Sublime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which could also probably be a Nyarlathotep kind of thing.
Oh man, John Sublime is like the ultimate Nyarlathotep.
Yeah.
That's a great Nyarlathotep.
Yeah.
This is real weird because this them extrapolating this from the rats in the walls.
It's such a reach.
Is pretty reachy. Yeah. The quote here is from the rats in the walls, which is just somebody just mentioning Nyarlathotep, the mad faceless god who howls blindly in the darkness to the piping of two amorphous idiot flute players.
Pause.
Jeffro
Tull and Jeffro Dull.
Yeah, Jethro Dull and exactly.
Inside you, there are two Jethros.
Yeah, one of them always flutes the truth.
Uh-huh.
So
let's pause. What is not mentioned there? Egypt. What is not mentioned there? The Sphinx. What is this entry about?
Evil Sphinx.
Yes. Not the evil Sphinx. The Sphinx has been evil all along.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But it's and you can bring it to life.
Yes.
And it looks like the regular Sphinx, except instead of a face, it just has this like howling black void of cosmic.
Yes. The body flexes and the limbs begin to move with the sound of grinding stone. The face, placed there in later years by Pharaoh Khafre, cracks and falls away, revealing a black oval void in which can be seen whirling suns and galaxies. It's a handsome boy.
I think might have happened here.
Okay.
Is they fucked up, and this quote is from Rats in the Walls, but this the Sphinx implied to be an actual like old monster and god is imprisoned with the pharaohs or whatever, the one that he goes
with Houdini. Yeah.
That's like the big wham moment at the end of that is like, oh, this thing was alive and it's based on this monster that Houdini runs into and probably like punches in the face because Houdini's really like he faints in that book, but Houdini hated it.
Okay.
It was like the one thing they disagreed about was like Lovecraft made him faint because that's Lovecraft.
Right.
And Houdini, but it does have like a fist fight at the top of a pyramid. It's a weird fucking story.
Yeah.
But like I think that maybe that's what this is meant to be referring to.
Okay. So it was just a weird little mix up.
Yeah.
Hope somebody got fired for that blunder.
Yeah. Go to hell, Peterson. Get in the unemployment line. I've never liked your Doom levels. So this is you bring the Sphinx to life, and
he goes on a rampage. It's basically like okay, all of a sudden you've got a kaiju on your hands, and it's Nyarlathotep. So
it's not even like mindful Nyarlathotep. Like this specific when he's this avatar, he's just like seeing red.
Yes.
You know, so like this is just if you wanted like this is laser targeted to destroy Egypt. Like, isn't that weird? Like it can only really do one thing.
Yeah. Here's a question. How many things can Nyarlathotep be at once? Because like if he was the beast and the Sphinx is just the body of the beast, is he not inhabiting it? And you summon you summon him to inhabit it.
Yeah, because he's not just there all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that might be where he sleeps, which is cute. The Nyarlathotep is sleeping like a cat. Yeah. Like, it's like extremely cute.
All quizzical.
Yeah. Just like curled up like a little frisbee on your bed.
But there's nothing about the riddles. Gary, there's nothing about the riddles here.
You know, he just comes to life and starts smashing Egypt. Like, there's no riddles at all. The riddle is, why would you do this?
The riddle is, get a different DM.
Yeah. What has four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, three legs at night, and really fucked up when they chose a cult?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.